May 4, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Finishing well. Opening prayer. Help me, Lord Jesus, to persevere to the end in the victory you have won for me at Calvary. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 24 through 33. Hezekiah's pride, success, and death. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. He prayed to the Lord, who answered him and gave him a miraculous sign. But Hezekiah's heart was proud, and he did not respond to the kindness shown him. Therefore, the Lord's wrath was on him and on Judah and Jerusalem. Then Hezekiah repented of the pride of his heart, as did the people of Jerusalem. Therefore the Lord's wrath did not come on them during the days of Hezekiah. Hezekiah had very great wealth and honor, and he made treasuries for his silver and gold, and for his precious stones, spices, shields, and all kinds of valuables. He also made buildings to store the harvest of grain, new wine, and olive oil, and he made stalls for various kinds of cattle, and pens for the flocks. He built villages and acquired great numbers of flocks and herds, for God had given him very great riches. It was Hezekiah who blocked the upper outlet of the Gihon spring and channeled the water down to the west side of the city of David. He succeeded in everything he undertook. When envoys were sent by the rulers of Babylon to ask him about the miraculous sign that had occurred in the land, God left him to test him and to know everything that was in his heart. The other events of Hezekiah's reign and his acts of devotion are written in the vision of the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Hezekiah rested with his ancestors and was buried on the hill where the tombs of David's descendants are. All Judah and the people of Jerusalem honored him when he died, and Manasseh his son succeeded him as king. Reflect. What treasures are you passing down to those you love? Verse 23, which we read on Saturday, is an apt summary of the glorious reign of King Hezekiah. He had good reason to celebrate his life achievements. He had turned a country steeped in idol worship back to the one true living God and Redeemer of his people. He had weathered the storm of foreign invasion, and his country was now basking in peace and prosperity. His treasuries were overflowing with silver, gold, precious stones, and all kinds of valuables. His stalls were filled with livestock, and his storehouses with grain, wine, and oil. Then he fell ill, but he repented of his pride and was forgiven. God not only spared him from dying, but also added 15 years to his life. As if that were not enough, even the great nations took notice. How would the ruler of any small country feel to receive a special delegation with a goodwill message from the president of the USA, or of China, or Russia? That must have been how Hezekiah felt when an embassy turned up bearing gifts from the princes of Babylon. Like Samson, when he was enticed by Delilah, he did not realize that the Spirit of God had departed from him as he flaunted his wealth before his guests. That evoked a sad rebuke from the God who had been his mainstay all along. Nearing Home, Life, Faith, and Finishing Well is the title of one of the last books written by Dr. Billy Graham. Finishing well is more to be coveted than living long. Hezekiah was granted an additional 15 years of life. However, in spite of his illustrious accomplishments, that was when he ruined his legacy and stored up trouble for those who came after him. Apply. Are there things you need to do to make your legacy what you want it to be? Closing prayer. Thank you, Lord, for those who went before me, whose lives have left a legacy that shows me who you are.